Thanks, Jerry, and a thriller indeed. Blue Jays win it on a walk-off wild pitch, scoring three runs in the bottom of the 12th after Jeff C. Chavez gives up a two-run homer to Matt Kemp with two out in the top of the 12th inning. Not a lot of time for Blue Jays talk tonight. That's what happens when you have a four-hour game. But the phone lines are open at 416-870-0590, star 590 on the cell long distance, 1-888-666-0590. And again, as soon as the game ended, the Blue Jays announced a trade with the Seattle Mariners for Joaquin Benoit, Drew Storen. For Joaquin Benoit, the Jays contributing a little bit of cash, even though the two relievers made similar amounts of money this year. This was a my problem for your problem sort of deal. Both had been great in the past and struggled this year. Benoit had had a whip under one in 2014 and 15. This year, an ERA of 5.18, a whip of 1.44 in 24 relief innings for the Seattle Mariners. A veteran getting something for Drew Storen. And the Jays will get to see if he's got anything left. Again, 416-870-0590, star 590 on the cell, long distance, 1-888-666-0590. What an incredible finish tonight as the Jays beat the Padres 7-6 in 12. Ryan in Burlington, you're going to be the leadoff man on Blue Jays Talk. Go right ahead.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
Listen, what a great game tonight. You know, it's a great time to be a Jays fan right now, so... I mean, I see no reason why we shouldn't be saving our loonies for some postseason tickets.
Yeah, I would think that this team has a very, very, very good chance of being in the playoffs.
So, I mean, it's just very exciting team, you know, time to watch them and look forward to the rest of the games. I'm going to check out Baltimore on the weekend and hope for some luck there, too.
All right, there you go. Thank you. I don't know about luck. I mean, luck always helps, but the Blue Jays are really, really good, and that helps a little bit more. Than being lucky. This was a great game. And the Jays pick up a game on both the Red Sox and Orioles tonight, so the Blue Jays are now two games back of the first-place Baltimore Orioles, a half game back of the Red Sox, who hold the first wild card, and 2.5 games clear of the Houston Astros, who are their closest pursuers for the second wild card. Lawrence in Toronto, you're next. Welcome aboard.
Thank you, Mike. Listen, so amazing game. So cool to watch. Such an exciting time. I did want to say one thing, because I didn't hear any of the guys mention it on the air today, and I was biting my nails and talking about it all game. When Upton came in to pinch hit and the DH was lost for the Jays, right?
Yep.
If that game went any further, like any further, because Barney, other than Toley, was the last guy on the bench, Gibby could have been super, super embarrassed. That could be like a humiliating moment if, I mean, I don't know who would have come in to pitch next. But anyways, I feel like the Jays, and in that situation, they saved Gibby from something that could have been bad, don't you think?
Well, I mean, you lose your DH in the seventh inning. You're not anticipating a game to go 14, which is where it would have had to been to have a pitcher hit. Yeah, that would have been bad, absolutely. But it wasn't, as it turned out. They won the game, and you could argue that a couple of the plays that Edwin Encarnacion made on defense after he came in to play first helped the Blue Jays maintain that tie long enough to win the game. I'll say right now, I didn't understand why that happened. I don't know why Jose Bautista didn't move to first base and Melvin Upton Jr. go out to right field. We'll find out, I'm assuming, from John Gibbons. I don't know if we'll have time to get it on the air, but that was baffling to a lot of us up here for sure.
Yeah, one more thing. I just want to do this before I get off the air. So exciting.
Thank you, Lawrence. Lawrence doing his Howard Dean impression here on Blue Jays Talk as the Jays beat the San Diego Padres 7-6 and 12. We'll step aside, and when we come back, more of your phone calls. Big night for the Blue Jays. An incredible 12th inning win. It's Blue Jays Talk on the Sportsnet Radio Network.
The 2-2 offering, fly ball center field deep, back for Jankowski. Track wall looks up. There she goes. Number 25 for Josh Donaldson. Blue Jays in flight, leading the Padres 2-0 here in the bottom of the first.
Yep, bottom of the first. Two batters in. Josh Donaldson goes deep, and in so doing becomes the first Blue Jay third baseman ever to have back-to-back 25 home run seasons. That happened 4 hours ago. Feels a little bit longer as the Blue Jays wind up with a 7-6 win In 12 innings, they score three in the bottom of the 12th to overcome Matt Kemp's two-run homer in the top of the inning. The winning run scores on a walk-off wild pitch, and it was Devin Travis who reached on a 14-pitch walk off of former Blue Jay Carlos Villanueva. Just an incredible finish. After the game, the Blue Jays trade Drew Storen and Cash to the Seattle Mariners for Joaquin Benoit. It's Joaquin Benoit's birthday today, by the way. So happy birthday, Joaquin. You're going to a playoff team. He is 39 today and should join the Blue Jays tomorrow for the finale of this series, one hopes. Maybe won't get here in time. What else can I tell you? Earlier I said that the Blue Jays are a half game back of the Boston Red Sox for the first wild card. That's wrong. I'm just so used to saying that because it's been so long since the Blue Jays have been behind Boston. The Blue Jays leapfrogged over the Red Sox with this win today. So they're a half game ahead of the Boston Red Sox, two games behind the Baltimore Orioles for first place in the AL East. I'm Mike Wilner taking your calls for another couple minutes. Mark is on the Gardner. Hey, Mark.
Hey, how are you? From Coeur d'Alene, Idaho to the Gardner Expressway back home for the week.
All right,
I got to
nice.
Give it to Devin Travis, 14 pitches, held him in there after making it a defensive miscue by not getting that guy at third base, which was important. But he held him in there, followed by Patrice and Donaldson, two walks. That's the team that we're going to get that's going to come behind. And I think tonight's a big night. I think tonight's a big night going forward.
I think tonight's a great night, a fun night. I don't know if this is going to be a galvanizing moment or anything like that. But this is an awesome win. Thanks, Mark. We ask you to turn down your radio for a reason so all that stuff doesn't happen. Appreciate the call, though. Harry is in Caledon. Hey, Harry.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Oh, you know what? It feels really great to have Batista back in the lineup. I know that he's going to have to play a little bit of field, but I think the junior that they picked up today, do you think they're going to use him for Saunders and left field a little bit more than Batista, and that's why they didn't put him in? I know that you were wondering why they didn't do that, and I think that's the reason. I think they should also move Saunders to first base with Edwin and have a lefty-righty combination. What do you think of that, Mike?
I think that's a terrible idea, to be honest.
Why is that? Saunders is a better hitter than Smoke, and we can get rid of Smoke for a bag of balls, couldn't we?
Saunders has never played first base in his life. And, you know,
yeah,
in the middle of
it. Yeah, but
we
want him on the team. He's Canadian, and we
yeah,
love
and
him. Yeah,
and he's fine in left.
I know that
he's fine in left field. He's fine in left field, Harry. He's not a gold glover. He's fine in left field. Upton is here, and thanks for the call.
But we're going to miss
it. Upton is here to play against a lot of lefties, and against lefties you'll see him in left or right with Saunders or Bautista DHing, and Edwin Encarnacion playing first. He'll get some time against righties, but not a ton, and he will be a bat off the bench and a glove off the bench late in games. I don't know what you're suggesting that I was wondering about with playing in the outfield tonight, only that I thought that when he pinch hit for Justin Smoke, he was going to stay in the game. And Bautista was going to move in and play first, which we have seen him do before. But I don't think we're going to see significant time for Jose Bautista at first base or significant time we're not going to see any time for Michael Saunders at first base. Short show, so I apologize. Don't have time to take a lot of your calls. I want to get Devin Travis in, though. An amazing 14-pitch walk in the 12th, came around to score the winning run on a wild pitch, and he talked to Barry Davis after the game.
Devin, there are games that you will always remember. There are plays and at-bats you will always remember. Did this one have a little bit of all of them for you?
Yeah, this is probably my favorite so far. You know, to get down two runs there and then the 11th inning, and our guy showed some fight. Darwin Barney, man, what an incredible at-bat. Russell Martin, I was just trying to follow suit and do my best to extend the inning for the top of the order, and thank God it worked out.
Do you have any idea how many pitches you saw in that at-bat?
I couldn't tell you, man. I have no idea. I was just doing my best job of battling and trying to put my bat on the ball.
Well, I'll tell you, there was 14 pitches. The 13th went maybe about 10 feet foul. What's going through your mind as you're watching that?
But yeah, I'm going to be honest, man. I have no idea what was even going on my mind at the time. I think I was completely blacked out. I was just I was feeling the energy from the fans and just doing my best to extend the inning for the guys.
And finally, on the wild pitch that you scored on, what are you thinking there at third?
You know what? It's actually crazy. Me and Leap were talking, and you know, I was kind of dreaming of that scenario, the opportunity to get that game-winning run on a wild pitch, and another guy had a really good curveball, and yeah, man, just thankful it worked out.
Well, Devin, congratulations. Go get a couple hours sleep because you guys are back here in the morning, okay?
Yeah, I can't wait.
All right, there's Devin Travis.
Yeah, good thing Barry told him to get some sleep. Everyone's going to have to sleep fast because the Blue Jays are back in 13 hours to play the finale of this series. Travis, with that 14-pitch walk, scores a winning run on the walk-off wild pitch, and the Jays beat the Padres 7-6-12. We'll come back and wrap it up. Post-game show is brought to you by your Ontario Honda dealers. It's the Sportsnet Radio Network. That's going to do it for us here at Rogers Centre. The Blue Jays beat the Padres 7-6, an incredible finish. The bottom of the 12th, the Jays give up a couple in the top of the 12th, come back and score three and win it on a walk-off wild pitch after a 14-pitch walk by Devin Travis. The series finishes tomorrow. R.A. Dickey against Luis Perdomo. We're on at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. Baseball Central at noon, live from Rogers Centre, for those of you listening on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Also on Sportsnet 590 The Fan tomorrow, Jerry Howarth joins Dean Blundell and company at 8 a.m., plus your chance to win Jays Rays tickets at 7:45. Also, Blue Jays traded Drew Storen after the game with cash, the Seattle Mariners, for Joaquin Benoit. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of Rogers Blue Jays Baseball Partnership and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of Rogers Blue Jays Baseball Partnership or the Sportsnet Radio Network. For Jerry Howard, Joe Siddle, Tom Young, V. Ken Palladian, and Josh Goldberg, I'm Mike Wilner. Good night from Rogers Centre.